Most Olympians never even get one chance to win an Olympic medal. But in 2008, one Olympian got two. Reporter Jim Foley has the story.
Blessing Okegbare is from Sapele, a small port city in Nigeria.
We didn't really have a stadium back home. We have some grasses in school when we just actually train.
Sapele is more known for its hot weather than for being a hotbed for track and field. So when Blessing wanted to compete for a college in the U.S., she had one stipulation.
She was never fond of cold weather, so we were fortunate to be located where we were. And I think that's pretty much how she made her decision ultimately.
That's former University of Texas El Paso assistant coach Calvin Robinson. He recruited Blessing from 7,000 miles away.
I was so happy because I thought about it like this is something that I think I need. It's really going to be good for my career.
Blessing was a superstar at UTEP, where she won four national championships in track and field. Her specialty became the long jump. During summer break, Blessing went back to her home country of Nigeria to try to qualify for the Beijing 2008 Summer Olympics.
And I jump a personal best, 686.
6.86 meters. That's 22 and a half feet. And it was her ticket to Beijing.
We were all kind of just on a high excitement level, to be honest with you, of just the overall atmosphere. I mean, it's the Olympics, for God's sake. So who wouldn't be excited?
I felt the same. I was a college student from Boston and an intern for the Olympic News Service. My job was to conduct interviews for track and field events at Beijing's National Stadium. I was nervous and I wasn't even competing. August 18th, 2008 was the day of the Olympic women's long jump qualifying round. Blessing says she was overwhelmed walking into the 91,000-seat track and field stadium known as the Bird's Nest.
Instead of like me focusing on jumping, this girl was busy looking at people. Compete, watching the crowd, watching the seats, the stadium, how they cheer. And I kind of lost focus.
Everything was new to her at that time. So I can sense the nerves that she had going into the qualifying round. And that it concerned me, to be quite honest.
The top 12 out of 44 jumpers would advance to the final round. Blessing jumped 6.59 meters.
I finished 13th overall. I didn't make the final.
Blessing had fallen just 1/100th of a meter short of the opportunity of a lifetime. Just one spot short of the chance to jump in the final and earn an Olympic medal for her country.
I was crying. I was staring at my coach. Felt so bad for me.
Robinson tried to console her.
We kind of just went over and reiterated, you know, how successful a year she had had.
Me, I was just ready to go home because I feel like I was just useless in Beijing already. I was just still depressed.
You know, I was looking for the first plane home, to be quite honest.
So he called the airline and they said they don't have no space for the ticket, for the flight. Like, he can't change it, nothing. Went to the airport, nothing.
Blessing and her coach were stuck in Beijing. But the day before the final, something strange happened.
She tells me at lunch that she had a dream that they called her back to go to the final.
He laughed so hard. That man laughed at me.
Lo and behold, I think we got the call later that evening that she had actually gotten placed back into the final.
And I said, I didn't make the final, sir. He said, no, you just made the final. I was like, what? I screamed so loud.
One of the long jump finalists, Ukrainian Lyudmila Blonska, had been disqualified for doping.
It was a freebie, man. It was like a get-out-of-jail-free card, to be honest. So at that point, it was, okay, you got this second opportunity. Let's not waste it. We were just playing with house money at that time.
On Friday, August 22nd, 2008, it was time for the Olympic long jump final.
I put a lot of stock in how an athlete moves around, what their demeanor is during warm-ups. And when I tell you she probably had the best warm-up of her life going into the final, I knew something special was going to happen. I didn't know if it would equate into a medal, but I knew she was at least going to be competitive and jump very well.
International sports journalist Jeremy Inson was covering the track and field events with me.
You could tell there was something building. You could see how she sort of grew into it, her emotions started coming through.
Blessing was the last jumper in the starting order.
She takes her first jump and, you know, it's a sound through the stadium that you hear. You could always hear when she had a big jump.
I took every jump like it was my last, and it was worth it.
Blessing recorded a personal best 6.91 meters, good enough for the bronze medal.
And I got that medal against all odds.
Blessing was overcome with happiness as she took the podium to receive the bronze.
overwhelming delight, disbelief, and just being caught up in the emotion of it and the joy, you know, celebrating with her coach.
That was probably one of the most overlooked stories of those games. You know, it was a big deal.
In the span of 4 days, Blessing went from falling short of her dream to earning a career in track and field.
It was like my breakout moment.
That medal definitely helped catapult her to the international athlete that she is today.
Blessing made the Olympics again in 2012 and 2016, but she did not win a medal. Now 30 years old, she has one more chance at Tokyo 2020, with tempered expectations.
Time hits us all, man. Father Time is undefeated.
Blessing is living in Texas. She's training to be a nurse. And she's really glad she wasn't able to catch a flight home from Beijing that day in 2008.
These chances don't just come. It came for a reason. And if you don't take advantage of it, something wrong with you. Something is definitely wrong with you.
That story came from reporter Jim Foley. Thanks also to UTEP track and field head coach Bob Kitchens for his help on this story.